kind of a interesting day for us. We'll be waiting by the time we are through here for a short while. In a short while, we will have some decision from the Federal Reserve regarding what they're going to do with short-term rates. I think that's probably the most critical bit of information that we've had in quite some time. It'll give us some idea of the tone that the Fed is going to take with regard to the financial difficulties, financial crisis, the difficulties in the mortgage and structured finance markets, and see if they're going to make any move. I do expect some rate cut. The question is it 25 or 50 basis points? Further, I think is also important is what they do with the discount rate as well. I think it's entirely possible we could get a 25 basis point cut in the Fed funds rate and more like a 50 basis point cut in the discount rate to provide more favorable lending to banks rather than to the general borrower at the Fed funds rate. This is affected more by the Fed funds rate in general. We've also seen, I think very importantly, we've seen LIBOR come back down a bit, and that I think is very important. We had a spike in LIBOR over the last 3 weeks or so that was very alarming, and that seems to have come back down a little bit. And frankly, we had some news this week from England that was more stress on the mortgage market with the Northern Rock Mortgage Bank, essentially experiencing a run on the bank there, and the Bank of England having to step in and provide some support there. And I think that the size and magnitude of support there with Northern Rock and that mortgage bank and Great Britain sort of stabilized LIBOR and maybe even brought it down some. The ECB, as most of you have noticed, the European Central Bank has been sort of pumping funds into the European banking system a bit to try to bring LIBOR down, and it just wasn't moving much. And it has come down now from 1 month LIBOR being near 6% to now down to about 5.49. I think that's important, and that we're seeing some liquidity being provided there. It'll be interesting today. I think not more than interesting. It's crucial that we see some support from the Federal Reserve in terms of providing some liquidity and encouraging confidence, if you will, in our current credit situation we have here. So I think that markets have been a little bit better tone today, expecting some rate cut. The Lehman earnings were out today, and they were a little better than expected. I don't know really what to make of that. I still think that there's lots of troublesome structured finance product and loans there to deal with. But they were able to gain back some from hedging mechanisms. So the Lehman earnings were, I think, took a little pressure off the marketplace. And I'm hearing that the First Data loan, the KKR deal, the large senior loan that had to get placed, I'm hearing that has cleared, although at a discounted level. I'm hearing that very big chunk of corporate debt that needed to find a home has for the most part moved, so that maybe that's relieving some of the pressure on the corporate space. So maybe that has stabilized. We continue to see, information with regard to delinquencies, foreclosures, and the housing sector in general continue to be somewhat weak. So we're sort of needled by that, if you will, along the way. Bonds that are structured with any sort of mortgage relationship tend to be having a hard time finding a bottom in here, and tend to sort of have shrunk a little bit over the course of the last week and a half, continue to get some softness in the mortgage sector, really more from not so much from trading, but more from just the general sentiment that we're still seeing delinquencies and foreclosures be a problem. And frankly, the numbers are driven by the hot real estate markets, and that, of course, we're not immune to that, because so much of the people ask me about what's going on in your local area, and frankly, where most of the Morgan Keegan offices are, we don't have that real estate is not such an issue. It is driven primarily by California, Florida, Nevada, Arizona, some of the western states that have had huge spikes in real estate, and then also the Northeast, where you've had huge spikes in real estate. But if you look at a general pool of mortgage, it's very difficult to find. In fact, you won't find any pool of mortgage. I shouldn't say any, but it's California is by far the largest mortgage market. So virtually all pools have some California exposure, and those that have very high California or western, southwestern exposure are those that tend to continue to be under the most pressure. That is, it's just a normal slice of the market that exists in mortgage origination. But I think that the Midwest seems to have sort of stabilized. The Southeast has stabilized. I guess the most pressure continues out west in mortgages, and we continue to sort of be pressured a little bit in our mortgage product from that standpoint. Corporates seem to have leveled off a bit. We're soft for a couple of days following, you know, this week into the last week, and then this week we're a little bit soft with the Northern Rock announcements in England, but then seem to have bounced back a little bit today with Lehman's earnings. I think that as we get more of the more information is better than less, and so I think that following the day here with Merrill and Bear, I think announcements will begin to get a little better picture for what's going on in corporate and in our earnings for the dealers. The other thing is the slope from the 2s to 10s tends to be a positive for financials, some positive slope in the yield curve, and that tends to be of some help. I know that in most of our funds have you know, financial exposure, whether it be through a Barclays Bank or J.P. Morgan or Merrill Lynch or what have you. We do have bonds like that that have been under pressure, and some insurance company exposures that have been under pressure, and those seem to be maybe catching a little bit better bid this week, coming back a little bit. So hopefully that will have a positive impact as well. I think that with regard to looking forward, I still think that we're, you know, entering a period of time where the Fed will be probably forced to cut rates in a series of moves. I do believe that the economy will show, you know, weakness in the coming months and quarters, and we'll look looking for lower rates going forward. That should be good news for us. We would definitely think that is a positive. We've got to have lower rates for more refinancing possibilities in mortgages. We've got to have lower rates to be a little more stimulative to the economy. So any of that, I believe, you know, any movement by the Fed to lower rates, I would view as a positive. Now, I think it probably takes some considerable time for that to filter through. How long? Depending on who you ask, you know, it could be 6 months to a year or what have you before you really get a lot of help from Fed, you know, lowering short-term rates. But I certainly believe that, you know, some lowering of rates is a move in the right direction. With regard to credits in the portfolio, not much has changed since last week. We continue to be able to move bonds around a little better than we were certainly in August. I think that the middle of August was probably the most difficult time frame for us in terms of market liquidity. Some things seem to be coming back a little bit with regard to liquidity. The funds, I think, have sort of have had a little bit of a down movement in NAV over the course of the last 2 weeks, I guess. Some up days, but really sort of a little trickle down, and that's really kind of from the mortgage, you know, some mortgage paper being, you know, down a little bit over that time, as well as some of the financials also is down as well over that time. Again, I think the kind of my focal point here is to see what we're going to see from the Fed, some of the announcements that are going to come from the Fed with regard to how the decision is worded. It makes a lot of difference as well. We look for some indication that more cuts are on the horizon will be important, and that they're, you know, beginning to notice that or some tip of the hat, if you will, or nod that the stress in the housing and mortgage finance area is critical to the economy and its progress. We happen to follow such things as mortgage production and how much mortgages are going through the broker-dealer community via the CMO market, and that has dropped dramatically over the last 3 months. I mean, down by, you know, 2/3 to 3/4 from its volume earlier this year, and that just simply can't go on without, you know, having a big impact on the economy. And so we're watching for that as well. Not much is new with regard to changes in the funds. We are holding a little more cash than we have had. We've got a little, we're holding a bit of cash in all of the funds. Looking for opportunities. We have reinvested some money in some of the funds and some of the things that are, you know, we felt like were presented very good opportunities. Again, the focus has to be on those items too that, you know, are more liquid than they were a year ago. At this time a year ago, everything was liquid and you could pretty well move around as you please, but here have to sort of focus on not only good values, but those things that you can also look to move if you need to as well. So that's what we're looking for. Dividends last month were good on the funds. Don't see a lot of change with regard to how bonds are paying. Still things I think in the structured area are a little soft, but I don't see a lot of things changing there. Looking to perhaps redeploy some money over the course of the next 2 weeks or so, depending on what we see from the Fed and how the market reacts. I've sort of worked into my commentary some of the questions that we received. With regard to, you know, had some questions about what is the discount of the current funds, or how big are the funds discounted with regard to their par value? And the answer to that is I don't actually know. I haven't computed that recently with regard to where they currently stand, but I can tell you it's a sizable discount from their par value. I mean, in the high income fund, it's got to be, you know, more like 50 cents on the dollar type thing, just as a guess. But again, that also doesn't necessarily have meaning in that some bonds that you own aren't necessarily intended to go all the way back to their, or nor do you ever expect them to go all the way back to their 100% of par or 100 cents on the dollar. So it's a little bit of a misleading answer or statistic, and so I don't think it's terribly important to focus on that. Some bonds will not recover completely in their value, so we think that it's not necessarily a useful statistic with regard to what the current discount is from par, but still, no one who's been following this would be completely uninformed not to know that we're trading at sizable discounts from the original purchase price nor the original par value. But still, I think it's somewhat of a misleading indication. We're looking at finding assets that will hold value here, that will participate quickly if the Fed begins to cut rates, and try to maintain our dividends. So that's what our focus is, and that's where we're going to keep working. So thank you for joining me this afternoon. I will be trying to gather some information here after the Fed decision here, and we'll look forward to updating you further. Thank you.